The title of my homily this morning, Jesus the Man of Prayer, the Man for Others. Or another way we could think about this, that Jesus was the man of prayer, therefore he was the man who cared. One of the great gifts that we are given as Catholic Christians is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Here I have a copy of the Catechism in hand. And one of the things that is so good about the Catechism is it actually gives us the definitive teaching of the Catholic Church on certain passages of Scripture. And there's a paragraph in the Catechism that I would like to share with you now that actually brings together both our reading from the Gospel and that reading that we heard from Hebrews. So let me quote it now. Jesus often draws apart to pray in solitude, on a mountain, preferably at night. He includes all men in his prayer. For he has taken on humanity in his incarnation, and he offers them to the Father when he offers himself. Jesus, the Word, has become flesh, shares by his human prayer in all that his brethren experiences. He sympathizes with their weaknesses in order to free them. It was for this that the Father sent him. His words and his works are the visible manifestation of his prayer in secret. Now, it's that last part that I want to focus on, that how our Lord's words and works are the visible manifestation of his prayer in secret, or because Jesus is a man who prays, a man of prayer, he is a man of care. Notice that his prayer is, of course, offered to the Father. And as he offers himself to the Father in prayer, he is then able to more fully understand and identify with us in our humanity. Now, listen to this part of our reading from Hebrews. This is the second paragraph of today's text from Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, Jesus had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. Listen to this last verse especially. Because he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Do you see the way in which Jesus so identifies with us, says the writer to the Hebrews? Now, compare this with part of that paragraph that I just quoted from the Catechism. Jesus, the Word, has become flesh, shares by his human prayer in all that his brethren experiences. He sympathizes with their weaknesses in order to free them. One of the key themes of the letter to the Hebrews is that Jesus is our big brother, that he has our back, that he is here for us. And not only does he have our back, he so sympathizes with us that he experiences what we experience. What we see in these texts that are at the heart of our readings for today is that Jesus truly is the man who desires to be found. He is the man who, out of his compassion, draws people to himself. And indeed, the apostles say to the Lord in today's reading, everyone's searching for you. Why? Because they experienced in Jesus mercy. They experienced in Jesus compassion. They experienced in the Son of God, who is the Son of Man, the one whose life was so centered in prayer that they knew that Jesus would care for them. I love how in today's reading, we have this very simple but beautiful point that St. Peter makes. Now, remember that Mark's gospel is the first of the four gospels, and we believe that St. Peter is the primary witness who is giving his account to St. Mark. And you can imagine, as he's telling this story, he says to St. Mark, I remember that day when Jesus came home, and he showed such tender care to my mother-in-law. Listen to how St. Mark puts it. He came and took her by the hand, and he lifted her up. This image on the screen beautifully represents this. He took her by the hand and he lifted her up. Think about this. Think how this expresses in such a simple way what it is to embody now in our life this kind of compassion. This is what it means to be the church. This is a representation of what St. Peter's is to be all about. Do you know that last year that St. Peter's delivered over 800 hampers? That means that there were 800 calls made to homes of people in our community through St. Vincent de Paul to say that St. Peter's is a community that cares. And what we want to grow in and understand more and more is that the Lord is inviting us to be a kind of community that is here for others. This happens as we understand that we exist as a community of prayer, a community of worship. And out of our worship of God, we are to evermore understand our vocation as to be a community of evangelization and a community that ministers to the sick and the suffering. Again, listen to another quote from the Catechism that makes this connection between the mission of Jesus and our mission. By her very mission, the church travels the same journey as all humanity and shares the same earthly lot with the world. She is to be a leaven and, as it were, the soul of human society in its renewal by Christ and transformation into the family of God. Isn't that a lovely way to think about St. Peter's? Here in this part of Calgary's Northwest, that we are to be the leaven of grace. We are to be a kind of community that is able to influence the human society in this part of our city so that there can be further renewal and transformation into the city of family of God. And that's the final point. You see, our faith is not about acquiring more information. Our faith is to lead through to transformation, so that as we become ever more like Jesus, a community of prayer, we will be a community of care, or in the words of my title, instead of having Jesus there, we put our name here, a community of prayer that is here for others. Let's do this evermore, because we are centered in the one who is our Lord, Jesus Christ.